For decades, CPR training has been the same. Once every 2 years, you go into a classroom with a few dozen other people and plastic mannequins that don't give you much feedback. Dee Dee Scholl is a nurse at Texas Health Presbyterian.
It was the same lecture, the same video for years and years and years, so you pretty much memorize what you're supposed to do.
And there's no way to be sure you're doing it right. Cole Edmondson is chief nursing officer at Presbyterian. He knows CPR isn't as effective as you might remember it in television dramas like ER.
When patients suffer some type of cardiac event and need to be resuscitated, generally 1 in 5 actually survive that in a hospital.
Of course, the 20% survival rate isn't entirely the result of poorly performed CPR. But Edmondson says hospitals need to find a way to make CPR training more frequent, more informative, and more cost-efficient. That's where this high-tech torso, you know, a dummy, comes in. Officially called a mobile simulation station, the mannequin paired with a laptop and built-in speakers serves both as patient and coach for CPR training.
On the mannequin, they did put a jacket because we always want people to make sure to remember to bare their chest while they're doing CPR.
Alex Clackman is a clinical educator with the American Heart Association. She gets into position by leaning over the dummy, straightening her arms, and placing the heels of her hands at the center of the chest, one on top of another. Then she starts pumping.
Very good.
And so as long as I'm doing it right, it's going to tell me that I'm doing a good job. If for some reason I slow down.
Use your full body weight.
And then if I'm going too fast.
Compress a little slower.
The software gives a breakdown of Clackman's performance, detailed graphs showing the average number of compressions per minute, how deep she was pressing, and whether she was leaving enough time for recoil or for the chest to fully expand in between breaths. This is nothing like a typical training session.
For a basic life support course, we really have no way of objectively measuring how they're doing. So now we have a complete objective way of determining how well they're doing on those skills.
For healthcare providers at Presbyterian, recertification with the mannequins will come every 90 days with a half hour or so of practice. It's something they can do in the hospital on a break. And since there will be no need for travel, the hospital saves money. So how hard is it? Before I give it a try, Clackman, my trainer, gives me a tip.
Think of the song Staying Alive in your head. So if you're singing that as you're doing compressions, it gives you approximately the right rate to do compressions at.
Even with that motivation, I barely passed. The mannequin kept telling me to push harder.
Compress a bit more often. Use your full body weight.
And I was out of breath after only 60 compressions. Still, the feedback was helpful.
Place your hands on the center of the chest.
The American Heart Association plans to bring the high-tech mannequins to more hospitals over the next several months. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.